Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
On this pre-super rainy, crazy weather weekend. I wanted to talk to you about two things today. We just ran a story before I went to the break. And this is, you know, we do these stories once in a while because there's so many scams out there. And I know that your office has made such a concentrated effort to educate a lot of our listeners, especially some of the elder residents, about how they are, they seem to be the targets of some of these scams. And this latest one that happened out of Hingham with a woman losing $26,000, it seems like they've ramped up the level of sophistication. Coming to the house, getting $26,000.
And it's happened before, too. But it's still the same basic scheme of calling you in the middle of the night, rattling you, and then at some point having conversations, telling you you can't talk about whatever the event may be. In this instance, it was a car accident. Sometimes it's a hospital situation. You have to come up with money. You have to come up with it quick. It has to be cash. And so, therefore, you know, you're in a position, these poor people are rattled. They're trying to help their family members. They're going to the banks, getting monies. And in this instance, a person coming to their home, taking that cash from them. And that's very scary and that's very frightening. They're targeting our seniors. It's incredibly important for people to understand. We need to talk about these things and let people know that these are ongoing issues. And the scammers that are out there are really good at what they do. They're professional thieves. They morph their stories, whether it be COVID, they'll bring some issue du jour, will come involved in these things, and they will scare people. And unfortunately, people do things when they're scared.
What do you think the best advice is? Let's say they catch you off guard. You answer that phone at 2 o'clock in the morning. As we've all know, nothing good happens in those phone calls. Just maybe people are too rattled, think just going to hang up because they think it's a scammer. It's so frustrating. You know, these people have such good intentions, the victims, and, you know, how can we stop that from happening?
Right. Notify the police. I mean, if it's a legitimate situation, if you have a relative who is being held in bail for bail in another state, or if they're hurt somewhere, what is the secret? You can call your loved ones, call your daughter, call your son, talk to your family. Make sure you understand that these kids are okay. And when they are, you'll know that it's a scam. Like you said, Christine, nothing good happens in the middle of the night. The phone calls come in the middle of the night. They rattle you. They immediately will talk to you. People say, oh, I'll know my grandson's voice. They're immediately handing them off to another person who's allegedly an attorney of a friend or a doctor or somebody else who's trying to arrange these monies. Call the police. Make sure that you're very careful because once the money's gone, usually we cannot get it back. It's gone.
And if people want to find out more information about that or they're not sure what to do, what's the best contact for your office?
Contact our office. You can either call at 508-584-8120. Go on PlymouthDA.com. We have an entire presentation. We do it to lots of our Council on Aging. Even during COVID, we were doing on Zoom. We were talking to people about these because during COVID, it really escalated. And now it's holiday season. Once again, it's escalating. So just be very careful.
Now tell me about this special graduation ceremony tomorrow. You are going to be administering an oath to the graduating class for the 73rd Plymouth Police Academy.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. I mean, we do it every few months. There's another graduating class, and I have the privilege and honor of administering the law enforcement oath of office to them. So tomorrow morning, about 11 o'clock or so at Plymouth Memorial Hall, men and women will walk in who have been trained for the last 22 weeks. And then when they walk out of that memorial hall, they will be sworn police officers assigned to various towns and making sure that they can go back out into our community. And I think that we should all commend them for their efforts because law enforcement is a very challenging situation, not just for the people taking it, but also their families. And the place is full of family members tomorrow. They choose a loved one to pin them, actually, with their badge. It's a great ceremony, and I'm really privileged to be there.
You know, it's interesting. We were looking a little bit about some of the things that they do in that 22 weeks. It looks like physical fitness, exams on constitutional law, motor vehicle law, criminal law, and everything in between that recruits might need to know as they get out into the streets. So it looks pretty comprehensive.
It really is. Like I said, it's 22 weeks, and there's a lot of great people down there. Eileen Goodick is the director of that academy right now. She does a great job making sure that people are trained as best as they can be, because once you're out in the real world, you're out in the real world, and that's the world of people, Monday morning quarterbacks. It doesn't matter what you do, somebody's going to be second-guessing you. They need to be very trained, and what we tell them is rely on your experience, rely on your training, rely on your other officers, protect the community and protect everybody else. And with that, I'll just say everybody, hope have a happy and safe holiday, and everybody please be safe.
Thank you very much. And again, that's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.